Aidan Fitzmaurice, soccer correspondent with the Herald. Bows have a great record against Harps over the years. It's my understanding that they haven't lost at home against the Donegal side since 1999. Jonathan Speak with the winner on that occasion. And they certainly won't want to be doing Rovers any favours this evening. So Harps can expect Bows to be going all out for the full points.
I think they will, yeah, Chris. I mean, obviously, both of their own things to play for. I think if they win, more or less guaranteed second. But also, they know, you know, that they could give Shamrock Rovers the title by losing, and you know, to give them, give your rivals the title without kicking the ball with four games to play, you know, would be hard to take. So, you know, it is very strange at the moment. We've seen a lot since we've had lockdown. You know, is home advantage any use? In terms of fitness, it's very hard to get fitness up. I'm sure Harps really will find that tonight. You know, it's so long since Harps had a game, and how the Harps are going to have two games in 4 days. But certainly in terms of motivation, one of the things about the league this year is everybody more or less have something to play for. There's still some clubs who aren't quite safe from relegation. Some like St. Pat's could still get Europe. You know, they went from being relegation to almost being in Europe in the space of a week. So there is a lot to play for. But I think Bows, you know, that the priority is not to stop Shamrock Rovers winning the league earlier than they are going to, but for their own sake, to keep up the record, the last home game, what's been a pretty good season, and just to try and get second place.
And once again, Keith Long has done a tremendous job. Once more, he also lost a few players at the start of the season. He's brought in more, and Bows continue to make positive steps.
They do, and the hard thing for club, I think they know where they're going to be for the next couple of years. They know that because of what they can offer in terms of what the likes of particularly Dundalk or Shamrock Rovers or even St. Pat's can offer in terms of wages, they know they're always going to lose players. It's almost certain that Danny Mandrew will move on. He's been quite a unsettled figure for the season. He hasn't started a game in the last couple of months. It's very strange that he was in the Irish U21 squad and wasn't in the Bohemians team. So I think Danny Mandrew will move on either to an Irish club, probably Shamrock Rovers, or else will move abroad. But the thing that Bows have, and one thing that's really helping them, is their link with St. Kevin's Boys. That's the link that they have. They really do get access to a lot of the good talent who are coming back from England. You know, Mandrew was back from England, James Talbot was at Sunderland, came back, Dan Casey was at Sunderland. That Bows really can get those guys, and there's guys that probably you or I haven't heard of, but Keith Long, who are at clubs in England and were told maybe in January that they were being released in the summer. Maybe they've been told recently that they're being released, that Keith Long has them tapped up and lined up already, that they do have a very good source there. So it is realism. They know that they can't offer a player, you know, $2,000 a week to try and keep them at Bohemians. They know they will lose them to Darley. He's one who moved on to Dundalk, full-time football and more wages. That's going to be the way. But Bows just have this conveyor belt of keep finding them.
And looking further ahead, of course, the stadium plans to redevelop Daly Mount, the home of Irish soccer for so many, and tying in closer with Shelburne. There's a lot of positives there from a Bows point of view.
Huge positives, because I think Bows know, you could see Europe this year, you know, I don't know if they wouldn't have got Daly Mount past. It was only one leg in Europe this year, wasn't home and away, but they wouldn't have been able to play in Daly Mount. Just that it's so outdated now in terms of what the UEFA demand, even for the early rounds of European football, Chris. So I think they know that it is a relic. You know, it's a lovely ground. It's part of Dublin's history. It's part of the nation's history. It's open since 1901, but it is just ridiculously out of date in terms of spectator facilities, player facilities. The away dressing room is rubbish. The water, you can't guarantee hot water, you can't guarantee the toilets will work. The only danger is that you're trying to do this now in a pandemic when there's so much pressure on Exchequer funds. It is Dublin City Council. The one positive, I suppose, is that it's not Bohemians or Shelburne who are funding it. It is a Dublin City Council project, and they have assured Bows and Shells that the projects, for listeners who may not remember, the plan is for Bohemians to move out of Daly Mount, to move into Tauca, ground share with Shelburne, while Daly Mount is being redeveloped. Then Tauca will be knocked and Bows and Shells will move into a new Daly Mount. The hope is that Dublin City Council can stay on course and can do it, because it is part of revitalisation of the area. It really needs social amenities. It needs, you know, sporting amenities. Hopefully it does happen, because for the area to lose it, you know, for a period of time would be catastrophic for the two clubs and also for the area.
And finally and briefly, Aidan, I suspect you fancy Bowes to collect the points this evening?
I think they will. I mean, I think the problem is for Harps will be a lot of talk at the moment about having too many games. You know, Dundalk said the other night that they can't manage. They played in Europe on Thursday. There's a play in the league again tomorrow, playing Europe again on Thursday. Harps have the opposite problem. They haven't had a game in, I think, it's 20 days. Whereas in some ways that does give you a bit of a rest. I do think it does cause you a problem as well. Players need match fitness. It's out of Harps' control. You know, games are called off. But I think the fact that Bowes have had that match fitness, just the squad that Bowes have, as I said, they've Danny Andrew on the bench. If things aren't going well, it's 20 minutes to go and Harps are holding them. I think Harps have been very solid the last couple of weeks. They haven't been scoring too many goals, but a lot of clean sheets, a lot of draws. It does look like they've pulled away from Cork. It is probably Cork finishing bottom, and Harps probably will be in that second spot for the playoff, which in a way is an achievement that the resources that Neil Fenn has and the resources that Delaney Horgan has. I think there's a fair gap there in terms of wages and budget and everything else, so it would be an achievement. So I would think both Bowes will get the win, just to keep make Shamrock Rovers wait a little bit longer before they can start celebrating.